Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Hi, Adventure Coteers. It's Hal Lublin, your favorite Work Juice player, with exciting news. The Thrilling Adventure Hour returns live on December 2nd, 2023 for two shows at the Bourbon Room in Hollywood. Better news! The 6:30 show and the 8:30 show will be two completely different scripts. And we've got all the Work Juice players, including Mark Evan Jackson, Paul F. Tompkins, Paget Brewster, and, you know, like I said, everyone you love. Plus, special surprise guests. There are two seating tiers for each show. The Seats Plus Treats tier gives you guaranteed seating plus a thrilling swag bag. The GA tier is general admission to watch the show. Even better, the Seats Plus Treats tier for the 8:30 show includes a post-show live karaoke with the cast, including me. We'll be singing some of our favorite songs with the live band. It's going to be a blast. Tickets to both shows are available right now. Go to bourbonroomhollywood.com and join us on December 2nd for these special shows. That's bourbonroomhollywood.com for tickets. Pow!
Tonight, we invite you to begin your spooky summer with three tales too terrifying to tell. But tell them we shall. Beginning with this evening's first feature, Beyond Belief. Meet Frank and Sadie Doyle, the toast of the upper crust. Headliners on the society pages, and oh yes, they see ghosts.
Who cares what evil... Who cares what evil lurks in the hearts of men?
Unless evil's carrying the martini tray, darling.
Join the Doyles in tonight's dark episode, Property Bothers. Our story begins above Manhattan in the penthouse suite of the Plaza Hotel, whence Frank has just returned.
Frank, darling, you've returned.
Oh, I'll never leave you again. It was an agonizing journey delivering chicken soup to our chicken pox stricken liquor delivery boy.
If only I'd had the chicken pox when I was a girl, I could have gone with you.
Oh, and being without you was harrowing enough. But I was, just moments ago, cornered in the elevator by something. A pair of somethings, actually. So very ghastly indeed.
By what sort of somethings, Frank? Were they ghosts or ghouls or Poltergeists? Poltergools?
Ghastlier somethings by far, I'm afraid. Brandeis and Frayling are after me to join their poker game. Said they just added a friend to the mix and that he's weird and I'd fit right in.
But they're charming old fellows. Someones, not somethings, certainly.
Well, you're all the someone I need or want. Sadie, is this new glassware or perhaps very old glassware? I ask because our toast seems to have opened a shimmering hole in reality's fabric.
Now, Frank, you know that correlation does not indicate causality.
Doesn't it? Or would you have me believe you'd have said that regardless of my assertion?
Oh, you. I will grant you that coincidence is hardly ever coincidental, especially when portals are concerned. However, look, someone's coming through.
Or something is.
Two someones who may or may not be some things.
I'll fix drinks accordingly.
Human mortals of this plane, we look like you, but we are not you.
Be careful. Don't convulse their rational minds.
I'm easing them into it. Watch. Human mortals, this is your realm. And there are realms beyond your realm.
Are your rational minds okay? That was a lot to take in.
We're from one such distant realm. We don't look like it because...
Slow down! Let their rational minds breathe!
Are you human mortals with me so far? Are your rational minds toothpasting from your heads?
Sorry to interrupt you interrupting our night, but let us speed this along.
May we assume by your portal and your context that you're some sort of extra-dimensional creatures?
Old ones or the like.
Now my mind is almost toothpasting because, mortal, you just convulsed my mind.
We are old ones. Eldritch horrors. We feast on sanity.
We're Frank and Sadie Doyle. We feast on drinks. Would you like one?
Yes, thank you. I'd love the blood of the innocent.
And I'll have the blood of the semi-innocent.
No blood on hand, I'm afraid. Not any on offer, anyway.
You human mortals are taking all this with a remarkable retention of your sanity.
We get that a lot.
Are you the exalted rulers of this realm?
No, she is.
She is, as opposed to you, we get it. You're two discrete beings. Mortals love label differentiation of selfhood. Speaking of, let us introduce ourselves.
Wait! This is one of the most fragile realms. Invoke a name that only exists in three dimensions.
Yipes, McGipes! Almost liquefied your eardrums with a five-dimensional name. Some first impression that would have been.
Are you under the impression that it's going great otherwise?
Human mortals are particular about their matter states here. If you turn something to liquid that isn't usually liquid, they get very mortal very quickly.
Okay, this realm names. I'm already wearing a This Realm bodysuit. Isn't it accurate?
Very nice. The right number of tentacles and everything.
Thank you.
Right?
No tentacles is the usual number. That's correct.
I dare say if you leave before we learn your names, I won't be upset.
Too late. Mine's Conniption.
Not a name.
Hello, Connie.
And I'll be Esophagus.
Why not?
Gus, welcome. What brings you to this realm?
We're looking for another ancient. He's older than time. I mean, we all are, but he really is.
He demands the sacrifice of you visiting him, even though you have a million, maybe not better, but other things to do.
His sub-realm has this unrelenting smell. It damp brimstone.
The three-dimensional word for him is grandpa.
You old ones have an even older old one?
We are the young old ones. He is the ancients.
The ancients is at that age where you have to keep an eye on him, or he might wander off through planes of existence.
He roamed here long ago. This plane is familiar to him. We believe he's here now.
We worry about him. He could get on the wrong human train, or his presence could drive every species in this realm violently mad, followed by the lands and the seas and the, what do you call it, the everything else, eventually unmaking this entire realm. Then how would he get back?
You can't get back from a realm that no longer is.
He's got to be here.
Have you noticed any fools speaking dark truths? Or a hysterical paranoia growing among the righteous?
Well, it's just us here, but come to think of it, I have noticed a low buzzing in the base of my skull and a befuddling of memories.
Well, I don't think that's the antediluvian god of dread's fault, darling.
We really should find him. It might just take a few of your hours before madness engulfs this realm.
How will you be able to tell?
How long has your pop been missing?
I'm so bad at, is this dimension ahead or behind?
Ahead. Unless, is it daylight savings?
There's no way we'd ever know. But if we can't fix this in 18 to 22 minutes, then it can't be done.
Portal appeared here. The ancients is therefore here somewhere. Perhaps underneath something or above it.
Try to consume all of the things via looking to find him where he is in relation to them.
I'm certain we would have noticed if a deity had gotten in. Probably.
I don't suppose you've got the wrong apartment.
I don't follow.
On the other side of these walls are more rooms that belong to other people.
Yipes, McYelping gipes! Segmenting the physical space and assigning ownership? Personal differentiation again? You're obsessed!
This is why I love to travel. You meet all kinds of beings and learn of their idiotic traditions.
Why is that familiar? Yipes, McGipes.
Oh, the other one said it earlier. We're not calling attention to it, darling, due to manners.
Yipes, McGipes is the six-dimensional name of the ancients. He's so old it has become a profane bellow in our realm. It's safe to say here without toothpasting your minds because it's divisible by three.
Rule of three dimensions, you get it.
I do, now. And so it's just a question of properly summoning some of our old ones. Brandeis, Frayling, come over, please.
Well, well, Frank Neighbor inviting us into his home. This must be what that feels like.
You know, I can't help but notice that your place is like my place, but on the other side of the elevator and all different inside.
With his stuff instead of yours.
Yes, and his wife's stuff, which is probably the nicest stuff. Speaking of who, hello, Mrs. Neighbor, you look lovely.
Why, thank you, I am, of course.
Brandeis, where's your new friend? Where's McGipes?
Yeah, our buddy. Hey, McGipes, come over. We got someone we want you should meet, and a husband, and their friends who we should also like to meet.
Such yelling! What's the matter? You can't walk over. Say gently to come and meet your friends. What, your legs are broken all of a sudden? You forget how to walk, huh? Or you're just like yelling so much? It's how they do things here and now, maybe. When I was your age, it was all emptiness. and an endless white void. And it will be again when you're my age. Anyway, your friends? I'd love to meet them. Hello, hello. I am Yipes McGipes of the Kahayangangangangi McGipes.
I'm Sadie Doyle. This is my husband, Frank. You may or may not recognize Connie and Gus.
Pops, it's us. We'd say our names, but we don't want to disrupt anyone's delicious sanity.
You nearly disrupted our sanity, Pops. Do you know where you are?
No. No, I made a suit of flesh, and then one of tightly woven dyed wool by accident, before slipping on the peel of the primordial fruit and wound up here in the realm of my youth.
While your sarcasm has driven beings to feverishly eat their own flesh, I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah, I'm sure. Guys, these are the ungrateful progeny I mentioned.
At least they're visiting.
Mine only call on birthdays. Their birthdays. To ask for money.
At least they call.
At most they call.
Okay, I'm going to fix half a dozen drinks.
Manners, Frank. Would anyone else like one?
I'll have some soup.
What kind of soup?
What kind do you have?
No kind.
Should we all go get some soup? Is it too early for soup?
Hey, it's 4 p.m. somewhere. Okay, let's go get some soup.
Does anyone else feel something buzzing under their skin?
I do. Oh, Frank, did a bee get in there?
That's just McGipes. You get used to it.
You don't.
You don't get used to it, which not getting used to it, you get used to.
Old man stuff. Welcome to the club, everyone.
Pops, you have to tell us if you're planning to travel.
Oh, really? Do I now? So, you know, I'm not just wandering the realms. I'm not that old a one.
You're the oldest one.
Oh, yeah, my mind contains infinities. Wait, you want I should count them? All right, I'll count them. One.
We wouldn't be worried if you hadn't wandered off before. You think we want to have this conversation? Your mind contains infinities, yes, but how well does it contain them?
Oh, better than ever. All right, I had one episode once when I forgot to eat and I went on a wander. But not the end of the world.
It was literally the end of a world.
This is a conversation you can have on the other side of a veil where it doesn't endanger our reality.
Yes, the only buzzing we want is our usual kind.
Pops.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Let's get you home. Say goodbye to your mortal friends.
Goodbye, Schmuggy. I'm staying.
You know you can't stay.
He's a grown man who can make his own decisions. Next, they try to take your cocky!
He doesn't have a car, or keys.
Or hands, or feet, not really.
Fellows, your new friend is the sort of friend who could drive you insane.
What do you think this one does to me?
And what do you think this one does to me?
No, darlings, what Frank means is that Mr. McGipes is an eldritch evil from a realm of horrors.
And things are so nice here?
In a penthouse suite in the Plaza Hotel, yes, they're nice.
Eh, feck, I'm gonna stay with my friends. I dialed down my insanity radiance, we're fine.
Oh, tell that to the skin bees.
Even dialed down, Pops, do you really want your friend's mortal realm to turn into a nightmarish hellscape? Or a hellish nightmarescape? Or a nightscapish hellmare? Or I don't know, I think that's all of them.
Don't tell me about realms. I laid waste to realms half as mortal as this one before you two were even a twinkle in your mother's eternal calamity. You two couldn't destroy a mortal realm if you tried.
We could too. Watch.
Ow!
Stop!
Oh, you know what it is. This generation wants everything handed to them.
The youth. We're all out of silver platters. Either bring on the apocalypse or take a hike!
Perhaps let's not challenge the old ones to destroy us too many times.
As the man said, Mr. McGipes, you do not have to go home, but you cannot stay here.
I destroy. For countless millenniums, I destroy. You know the last time I made something? I can't remember. And I contain infinities, did I mention? And yet here, in this meaningless realm, I made friends.
Bring your friends with you.
I could do that. Fellas, come to my place.
I don't know if I can go on a trip to hell dimension just now. I'm about to head to Florida for the season.
Ah, please. My realm is 1,000 Floridas.
I'm in!
If you're in, I'm twice as in. What are we waiting for? Let's go.
Honestly, I didn't think that would work.
Avert your eyes from the gift horse's mouth. Shall we let anyone know you're away?
Nobody pays attention to us. If you paid attention to us, you'd find out nobody pays attention to us. That's mostly what we talk about.
Let me grab my blood pressure medication and we'll go!
No! You won't need it! Things are more conceptual in our realm.
Will I be able to call my grandkids? It would really knock their socks off to hear I went all the way to another dimension.
No, you can tell them as you fill their dreams with horrifying visions and slowly erode their will to live.
I love it.
Bon voyage, darlings.
Oh, the bees under my skin are already quieter.
Okay, here's the portal.
All mortals, keep your eyes shut when you go through, or you're cleaning up your own eye guts when we get there.
All right, bye-bye now. Bye-bye.
So long!
You got soup, where's the soup?
To 22 minutes. That wasn't even 15. Sadie, love, I dare say we're getting better at this.
But we were already the best.
It seems that Frank and Sadie Doyle have found that the old ways...
Well, look who's come portaling back.
We hadn't had the chance to properly miss you all.
You've got to take the mortal humans back. It's not working.
It's been 30 seconds.
Time works differently in our realm.
Faster or slower?
Neither.
Oh. I'll surely regret asking, but what happened?
So everyone in our realm died down their insanity radiances to accommodate the visiting humans' fragile minds.
Which we appreciate. Which we told you we appreciate.
Then they couldn't stop complaining about the temperature.
It was chilly.
Our dimension is mostly hellfire.
It's dry, though, which always feels chilly.
They made us eat dinner at 4:30 every day.
At dinner time. You're welcome.
They made us make tuna exist.
You cannot get good tuna there.
It was your tuna.
Not exactly.
The water is different. That's what it is.
Is that what it is?
There's no water.
That's what it is.
We used to not eat at all. We subsist on the sanity bled from realms such as this.
And this is our fault.
I'm not blaming you.
She yells.
No, I...
At us. Her guests.
I don't yell.
She yelled.
I can't with this one.
You're such a picnic.
What used to be shrieking chaos has become bickering.
They're driving us completely sane.
What an unforeseeable turn of events.
All right, being honest, if a realm has to be corrupted so I can spend time with my pals, I'd rather it be this one.
Perhaps prolonged visits are not in the cards.
Moderation! We've heard great things. Maybe start with dinner, say once a week.
Oh.
As long as you don't stay too long, we'll all get to keep our realms at the desired level of sanity.
You mean not hang out in kibbutz all day every day? I don't know.
We will all of us band together to destroy you.
This kid. Okay. For the good of the realms, why not? I'll see you Sunday at that deli you like. Because you can't get good corned beef in our realm. It's the water.
Well, here we are.
And there you go. So long, fellows. Well done, love. That solution ought to buy us a couple of weeks of solitude.
To spending solitude together.
It seems Frank and Sadie have found that old ways die hard. Though after several weeks, things that die hard sometimes come back with a vengeance.
Is it a few weeks already? Come in.
You gotta help me. Those mortal humans, they're driving me basically bananas.
What an unforeseeable turn of events.
I can't do it anymore. I can't do it. Time is structure, and I'm chaos. It feels like I eat corned beef and listen to them complain every other second. It's them, I can feel it.
I'll let them in. You just tell them how you feel.
Yes. Nothing says let's not spend any more time together than precisely that.
What is he doing here?
Oh, you three are friends now. I can't tell who's the Judas here, but it's someone. Hi, Mrs. Neighbor.
Hello. Tell them.
All right. Guys, I think we need to pause our dinners. It's nothing personal, except that it very is.
Oh, look who wants to pause our dinners now.
Look who, it's nothing personal, but it very is. All right.
At first, your relentless negativity was invigorating.
Uh-huh.
But I can't really hear any more about how everyone wears hats wrong now.
It's just an observation. That's all it is.
Like you're a bunch of Macy's Day balloons to be around. Many times we had to hear about the city isn't what it used to be because it exists now. And this bodega used to be a lava flow. And this atmosphere used to be poisonous.
Well, smart guy, we were just coming here to see about getting out of seeing you so much, too.
How does that feel? Bad? Because that's how finding out you don't want to see us feels.
It does feel bad. All right, should we keep having dinner then?
I guess we better.
Yeah, yeah.
Sadie, this isn't working. If they keep seeing each other, they'll keep coming back.
Perhaps weekly outings were too ambitious. What if you planned something once in a while, a bit further out?
I could do that.
Sounds perfect.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. I mean, okay. What do you think of, how do your hours work? You carry the 1-6, you've got 500, then 6. What do you say, 500 years from now?
We'll be dead, sure.
Okay. Well, listen, I can find you in any hell dimension.
I can't completely commit. Maybe I have something that day.
So don't plan anything for that day.
Remind me not to.
I will.
Here's more you.
Oh. All right. I will see you in 500 years. I look forward to it.
500 years.
Yes, for a thing who is bad from a place that is worse, you're all right.
You too. You know, maybe I'll visit you in your nightmares. Steal your sanity sometimes.
I like that. I'll miss that guy, but on the whole, I feel like this foolishness has brought us closer as neighbors.
Nearly too close for comfort. Now, fellas, if you'll excuse us, Sadie and I would like you to excuse us.
That's what I like about you, buddy boy. I know where I stand.
Yes, on the other side of the door.
See you around, Mr. and Mrs. Neighbor.
Sadie, let's never open the door again. Except for right now.
Oh, Frank has your sanity eroded after all.
My love, it's been weeks. The liquor delivery boy is all better. I'll get the door, the bottles, and the tip.
It seems the Doyles have learned that good neighbors make offenses, but that all portals living in the city that's afraid to sleep. Join us next time when they once again walk beyond belief in a spooky tale titled Troll Playing Games.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight. and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.